Grateful Dead, trucking. This is 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXC.org. Sunny today, highs near 12 degrees, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, there's a slight chance for snow, increasing clouds. And Thursday, snow is likely. Friday, patchy blowing snow before noon. Join us for Ski Palooza at Three Island Park in Bemidji on Saturday, January 24th from noon to 3. Come cross-country ski, snowshoe, fat tire bike, play music, or just swap stories around the fire. Bring some food to share for the potluck. Again, that's from noon to 3 on January 24th. It's the Back to Hack Festival in Hackensack this weekend. Activities include the Frostbite Your Fanny Fun Run, snow golf, kids games, fireworks, and more. Find the full schedule at hackensackchamber.com, and that starts on Friday. And the Itasca Curling Club in Grand Rapids is offering one more Learn to Curl session this Friday at 6 o'clock. Wear comfortable shoes, comfortable clothing, and bring in clean athletic shoes. Up next, we are going to hear from another fresh pick from this week. Joby Riccio is coming out with a new album this year called Face the Feeling, and she's released a couple singles so far. We heard Wildfire Season a lot this summer, and this brand new one, Buzzkill, which chronicles her time in her early 20s. She's in her mid-20s now and just kind of talks about this, you know, the youth and energy of, you know, turning 21 and fresh face optimism. And just kind of how that transitions a little bit as you move into firmly more into your mid-20s. This is Buzzkill from Joby Riccio. I can't wait to hear the new album from her. Definitely sounds like a fuller sound. She's very much more traditionally been in a solid Americana folk world. We're going to see what this album brings. This is Buzzkill.
I don't want to be the salt and the sugar, the fruit that is bitter.
Keep it wide. Be the toast of the Friday night at 21. I pray I find you soon.
Longtime member, songwriter, vocalist in the Tedeschi Trucks band. That is Mike Madison. It's his solo album, Turn a Midnight Corner. He started his career and grew up in Minneapolis. That was Going Down the Alley with his longtime traveling band, Trash Magic. And Drama in there, Here With Me and Hear Me Out. I think we are going to be seeing a huge dance all out on the, put it on all out on the dance floor in the next couple of years. Similarly to how it felt like post-COVID times, post-pandemic, was there was just a need and desire to get it all out on the dance floor. I feel like that's coming again our way. Mi Calor, before that with Captain Planet off their album Dig, and Joby Riccio started that off with Buzzkill. It's a mix of music that you get when you tune into KAXE, blues rock, folk, jazz, global music, and you get that every time you tune in. Thanks for supporting People Powered Radio. We are here because of your support. Tune in for more great music at 1 o'clock with DJ Dang, who's hosting you this afternoon for On the River. And tonight we have Dave the Wave bringing you a great mix from 7 to 10. We receive support from the First State Bank of Big Fork, with branches in Big Fork and Callier, offering tools for managing money on any mobile device. Hometown banking at its best since 1912. FSBBigFork.com, member FDIC. And we also want to thank the Adolescence Crisis Response Team. This crisis intervention service is a program of First Call for Help 211, lending support to residents under the age of 18, as well as parental supports when in crisis or experiencing family distress 24/7. Be sure to check out our website, kaxe.org. We have all sorts of really great and relevant news coverage there, along with music picks and recaps from 2025 and a lot more, including lots of great morning show conversations as well. The Cohasset Parks and Rec Department has snowshoe hikes at Tioga Recreation Area Mondays and Thursdays at 1:30. Meet in the Bark Bike Trail parking lot. The city will provide snowshoes if you don't have them. All experience levels are welcome. And the Union Congregational Church, United Church of Christ in Hackensack, presents Frost and Flannel, a dinner followed by live music from Larry Kimball and Mama Wags, Friday at 5 o'clock. Proceeds will go towards a new roof for the church. Speaking of Mama Wags, who is the mama to this next musician we are going to hear from? Charlie Wagner is a musician in the Longville, Hackensack area, and has been doing his work, putting his time in, performing all across our region as a solo Charlie Wagner, along with the band Forge North. He recently came through the KAXE studios and had a conversation with Malachi Coons.
Right now on KEXE, we are joined by Charlie Wagner, musician, painter, artist, arborist from Longville, Minnesota, who has been playing both solo and with your group Forge North. Just really seems like music is really growing for you. And I saw on your website, Charlie, a release kind of talked about, there was a quote on there about halfway through life, like a midway, the first half of your life is about is where you grow, and the second half is where you can like try these new things. So it seems like from that first part of your life as an arborist, music has really blossomed and you've kind of dived right in. So tell me about that choice and what inspired this kind of commitment to making music and art at this point in your life.
That quote, it's the first part of your life, you're living to learn, so living to experience and make mistakes or enjoy or travel and all that stuff. And then second part of your life could be misconstrued as a midlife crisis, but I think there's a shift in the way you think and the way you act. So it's living to learn and then learning to live is the second part. And that's kind of taking all that experience and stuff and trying to kind of applying it. The music thing is sort of, I've been an arborist for a long time, certified arborist for over 25 years anyways. I've traveled to the world and competed in that and been very physical with that. And so this second part, I've really made more commitment and more given the creative nature, my creative side, more purpose and more of a front row seat than being in the background. So that's kind of where I'm going and really enjoying just giving it more energy, I guess.
Yeah. Was that something that you always knew was going to happen in your life? Or was there a moment over the last, you know, four years where something like really sparked you to go in, or has it always been a dream?
Well, it's kind of interesting. When I was younger, I didn't go to college. I tried college for about a year or something, and it just wasn't my cup of tea. And but I thought, oh man, I'm gonna utilize my body and my physical being and do all this stuff, and maybe later I can get more into the intellectual brain side of life. And so I guess it's kind of, I knew that when I was a teenager. That was kind of my thought in the back of my head. And now I'm 46 and sort of coming to fruition, I suppose.
So. Yeah. So you put out this really cool album and art booklet piece, which I've just really enjoyed digging into as like a really cool way to make a companion piece to an album. Before we get into that, I did see in it that going back to the arborist days, there's some kind of competition you participated in, right?
Yeah. There's a
tell me more about that. I got to know more about that.
Okay, so International Society of Arboriculture is who I'm certified through, I guess, and it's a worldwide organization that practices best practices for tree work, arboriculture, the care of trees, and felling and removal of trees as well. But started these competitions in Minnesota, and it's everyone's like, oh, it's a lumberjack thing. It's like, nah, it's not a lumberjack thing.
I had an idea that I shouldn't say you're in lumberjack competitions. Right. I knew that. Yeah,
it's not a lumberjack. I climb trees without spikes, using throw lines to set climbing lines up in the canopies of trees, and they move around and prune stuff, remove dangerous, limbs, or a lot of different purposes to be climbing these trees. So that's what the competition is around. And I lived in Colorado for 20 years and competed out there. And you win your regional chapter, and then you get a ticket to internationals. And so I got to compete 7 times at internationals, which was fun. Montreal, Sydney, and doing
Sydney,
Australia.
Wow. Okay.
Around.
Do you show up and it's like, wow, I got to cut Australian trees?
Yeah.
Little different trees.
Eucalyptus and and then Hawaii. There's monkey pods and banyans and stuff. So you got to climb whatever they put in front of you.
Wow.
And the best I did was in Montreal. It's like 2003, which I said in the book. I'm pretty proud of. I got fifth out of like 60 competitors worldwide. So
that's impressive.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's so cool though. Like, what a cool way to, like, I guess probably something that a lot of people don't know exists.
Yeah,
but got you out there and see the world and meet people, other arborists from all around the world.
Yeah, it's kind of getting sort of on the hip side, I guess. It used to be just a monkey bunch of knuckle draggers, and now it's becoming a very athletic sport, and people put a lot of money and energy into training and practicing, and the trees are definitely the median, but it's that the sport of tree climbing. It's,
wow.
It's pretty cool. It's really kind of come up all on YouTube, and it's pretty cool what people do. So look that up.
I bet after hearing this, people will do some arborist championship YouTube.
Yeah, or going to the climbing competitions is phenomenal. You know, it's just a really fun, unique thing to see. And
yeah. Well, let's talk about Finding Home. So this is a book that you, this is an album, I should say, that you put out kind of around fall of last year. But it has a lot more than just a physical CD or a physical copy of the album. You know, this is on radio, but I've got it in front of me here. It's kind of a magazine-sized booklet. It's got some of your artwork in it. It's got lyrics that you hand-wrote, I take it.
Yep.
It's also got a lot about your story. It's got the guitars that you used and their individual stories and the luthiers behind them. So it's a super cool project. We'll make sure we get some photos up of that, and folks can find that out wherever you are performing. But when did you know you wanted to go beyond just an album and have all of this alongside it?
Well, it's kind of like I miss the album experience is sort of the spark. I've got a couple other albums out, and they just kind of fall flat with the online streaming. I made some CDs. You know, people are like, nobody has CD players. And I said, they also make good coasters. If you hang them in your garden, they scare the birds away. It's a way, a median for people to support the artists, and kind of a trade thing, more of a glorified business card, I suppose, nowadays. But I really enjoyed the album experience. Sitting in my room, I had a 25-disc CD changer. It was awesome. And I'd have the album, and I'd flip through the lyrics, and I'd look at the art, and I'd close my eyes, and I could see the albums that I loved. And I don't see that happening much anymore. The vinyls are making a comeback, which is, people have been talking about that for a while, which are cool. But, and then the handwriting, you know, people don't, there's a couple different layers. I don't know where to start or where to, it'll all make sense, hopefully, at the end of this.
But, absolutely, yeah.
The handwriting thing, I write in cursive, and that's like how I write. And there's a thought flow that happens when I write in cursive. I can't really write chicken scratches or write on a computer. And, and it's kind of funny, my niece and my nephew, they can't hardly read cursive, which is, I mean, it's a kind of a dying art. So it was an opportunity to write my lyrics out. And then these paintings, I kind of got into this in the last spring. I got into this, like this flow state. I was staying up till four in the morning, one time, 6:30 in the morning, painting these. And I listened to the song that I recorded, and then I just listened to it a couple times, get the image in my head, and then I try to, in a half an hour or an hour, try to capture the song, I guess, like visually. And it was kind of neat, the painting I had done in high school, or paintings I had done in high school, or I took some painting classes, I should say. I haven't touched them since. And so this was just sort of break the paints out, just make use of these cold winter nights in Minnesota, and I did, and then the idea to put it together in a book was, and this album, just sort of, it just was the thing to do. That's what I. It's like there's no question. It's like I'm going to do this. Then in the book I explained too. I was hanging out with a buddy of mine, Dick Kimmel. He's an awesome mandolin player and other instruments too. And he brought me to meet Lloyd LaPlante, who's in town here, and or in Grand Rapids. And really, really cool, really cool guy. And he showed me his workshop and all of his instruments.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE, KBXE.
And asked him if I could use this guitar for this album. And I got other guitars from other luthiers I know and put them together, and just kind of a way to pay homage or like talk about the luthiers that build our instruments, you know. And a lot of people don't know what a luthier is.
Yeah.
It's an instrument builder, you know. It's a and it also made me think, it's like there's all this talent, you know, down all these dirt roads up around in this country. And a lot of people don't, they come up here because they don't want to be in the limelight or be talked about or anything. They just, they're in their world. So it was just neat to find all these different luthiers in the woods up here and be able to have their guitars a part of this album, a prominent part of this album, you know?
Yeah, well, I'd love to talk a little bit more about maybe the guitar that you've got here with us, and we'll talk more about some of the artwork. You're going to play a song. I think we should hear a song from the album. You're going to do a version of Minnesota Nice for us. What can you tell us about this song?
So all the stories are the songs I write. They're kind of like time capsules, and they bring me back to a spot. And this one was a few years back. We had all that. We had a bunch of snow. It was awesome. And I mean, I love winter. Like a lot of people love winter, but it kind of drags on a little bit. And this was, I remember it was like May or something, June or April. It looked like everything was melting. Spring was coming. And then we got hit by like a 10-inch snowstorm, and the ground had thawed. So you couldn't really plow. You just had to deal with it. Everyone's getting a little cabin fever. And so I just sat in my house, and I can look out my window. I can still vividly see looking out my window at all this snow and the trees and stuff. And like, oh man, I thought spring was happening. So that's kind of where this song came out of.
Right on.
Flowers won't bloom here in Minnesota. Can't wait for June. Walk outside without mittens in my pocket. Yet it's snow on the trees. I'm on my knees begging, please. Wood's getting low. My sooted up stove cracking and a groan. Even she says it's getting old. Frostman comes, but he won't go. Well, when springtime comes, well, there ain't nobody knows. Yeah, the snow on the ground has really got me down. Weatherman says here comes another round. Long range forecast ain't looking too good. Heading out to the shed for another armload of wood. And I'd give that arm to a one-legged man where we'd learn how to juggle. Maybe we'd start a band. Play two songs on a corner of a dirty street, singing enough of the cold and bring on the heat. I could make this up if I wasn't losing my mind. Chirping frogs, all little birdies singing all their love songs. For just a moment, enjoy the reprieve. Trading frost for mosquitoes. Oh, mercy, mercy, please. Yeah, that mosquito is a little bug. I guess God let the devil have some fun. He said, I'll let you make just one little thing. But what will it be? How about a buzzing, blood-sucking insect that won't let nobody sleep? Yeah, I want it to buzz in their ears as them nights sinking low. Bite them through their bug spray and bite them through their clothes. Watch them run, they're praying for bees. I want it to go everywhere they want to go, even their favorite fishing hole. Man, that don't seem nice. Devil said, God, yeah, but didn't you make the ice? God said, yeah. Devil said, so? Gonna be a man, he word to let that mosquito go? God said, yeah, but it's gotta die when it gets cold.
Hail man of his words, September sun sinking down. Frostman comes for another round. Ain't no sound, just the falling leaves. Watch the birds wave as they leave. Well, no bugs, no ice. Well, now that's Minnesota nice.
That is Charlie Wagner live here on KEXC with Minnesota Nice. I really appreciate that song because I'm guessing there's a lot of folks out there who are the same. I love winter, like you. Mm-hmm. Love the snow. I don't really get the winter blues. It never really brings me down, but one mosquito comes out and I lose. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. You know?
Yeah, it's like the shoulder seasons, like the fall and the spring. There aren't as many people up here. It's quiet.
Yes, that is very true. So I've got the artwork here in front of me. We're talking to Charlie Wagner about his album and accompanying just multimedia piece, I should call it, a book that comes with the album. And so your artwork for this specific song kind of has like a corner-to-corner line through it, sort of a winter, different season
thing. Winter, summer.
Winter, yeah. Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's one of these along with handwritten lyrics for each one of those. And you talked a little bit about trying to shine a light on the different guitars and their makers that show up on this album. So which guitar do you have with you in the studio today, and what can you tell us about it?
This one is I made with Grant Goltz and John Sumption. And it was Grant Goltz. He's a luthier out of Hackensack area, between Hackensack and Longville, and has piles of tone wood and coca bowl rosewood and stuff and he coveted these guitar backs. I'll show you. And this is owl on the back.
Wow.
And you couldn't have cut it or sliced it or made it more perfect. And it's just something that happened naturally, and can't make this up.
No, that's gorgeous. We'll get a photo of the back of this guitar.
Yeah.
On our web story for this piece.
And so, and John Sumption made one, and then Grant was kind of teaching us and helping us and put it all together, show us all the tricks and stuff. But so this guitar is called Hooter One, and John's guitar is called Hooter Two because, you know, of the owl.
Yeah.
And then the front is local white spruce, and then a birch bark rosette, like around the sound hole, and then moose bone for the head nut and the bridge nut, and ebony and mahogany. And I think in the writing there, I have some, there's all the stories and the good times, like, is what holds this thing together. You know, it's like, it's a lot of really great memories in building a guitar, and it takes a long time. Like I remember I was helping him. We were doing some work around his property for his time that he spent teaching us how to build these guitars. And we took this huge oak tree that had died down one day, and then, you know, like macro woodworking. And then the next day we had a razor blade and a level or a straight edge cutting out some holly, like super small little slivers, yeah, for the inlays, you know, to these little lines that go around all the edges and stuff like that. So micro woodworking one day to the next.
Yeah, in the space of a couple of days. It seems like a real northern Minnesota design.
Yeah, it was the front shin, front shin bone of a moose, and very hard. And I don't know, that seemed like the right thing to do. So
there you go. So let's talk about some of the things you've got coming up, Charlie. So places where folks can see you perform and see the book as well out in person. You kind of got a busy little, you know, we're in only early January, so hopefully no winter blues yet, as we still got a ways to go. But
yeah,
you're going to be fighting off the winter by doing some like a book tour. You'll be playing as well. So what do you got coming up with this kind of combo music and book discussion?
When I play music, I play a lot of gigs, and a lot of people don't hear the music unless they're listening, you know? And at a busy bar, it's hard to listen and hear. And as a performer, it's hard to really get your heart into it if you're just kind of a radio, you know, or not a radio, but, you know, just the jukebox in the background. Jukebox with feelings, you know.
Yes.
But so...
Good name.
I'm trying to, promote this book and promote the idea of people being creative and it takes a lot of time and energy and effort and money, but it's worth it. And it captures this moment. This album does, the book does, probably be in somebody's attic long after I'm gone, and people will look it up and it's like, wow, you know, what a great use of money and time and energy to kind of capture this. So, I'll have all the shows and stuff, posted on my website, which is charliewagnermusic.com, and Charlie with an EY, which I always have to correct people, or people can't find me. You can also find the music online and stuff like that. But I'm going to start in Grand Rapids at the Rapids Brewery. Going to do kind of a gig there. We're going to do is it Flannel Fest or something like that? It's going to be more of a show gig, but yep. That's on the 16th. Then Longville Lakes Art Place in Longville on the 18th, and Deer Haven on Thunder Lake on the 21st, 22nd, Revel in Park Rapids, 23rd, Starseed in Walker, 24th is Rendezvous in Hackensack, and then...
That reminded me of one question I wanted to ask you. And maybe you can tie in a little bit of your other group as well that you play with. So people can also find you with Forge North.
Yes.
Yes, pretty often. But a lot of those shows, you kind of bouncing around your neck of the woods. It seems like just from my viewpoint of, I do a lot of work with are the live music scene in Northern Minnesota and like talking about where shows are and who's playing that, you know, from Park Rapids to Hackensack to Longville to Walker. A lot of music right now and a lot of people playing music. So really cool to see in your neck of the woods. Could you talk a little bit about that? Just the music community over there. And then like you found this group of guys in Forge North to play with, and things have been going pretty well for Forge North as well. So
yeah. Yeah. Forge North is a band of brothers, man. We, it happened very randomly. Forge North is kind of a double entendrum, I suppose, where it's like, we all moved from different areas or grew up here and moved away and then moved back. And it's kind of a melding of our strings too, sort of a forge. So we forged north and then we have this forge. Anyways, a lot of my music, mostly I guess my music, but Grant and Garrett Raddatz, they have a bunch of awesome songs that they do. They're the drummer and the keyboard player. And then Tristan Schultz, he is awesome bass player. And then Matt Gutzman out of Longville, he awesome guitar player and pedal steel player. And honestly, these guys can pretty much play. We should do musical instruments, you know, like next song, we should all switch instruments. Yeah. Well, those guys have to switch because I'm not as, I don't have the talent like they have. But and we've been having a great time playing around Northern Minnesota here. The musicians, the artists that have kind of popped up, especially like Park Rapids and Bemidji and Walker, and Grand Rapids, phenomenal. And I'm just kind of starting to meet people in Duluth and that realm. And it's like, wow, there's a pulse. Like there's some music happening. It kind of feels like it's sort of the underground, like the beginning of the times, like the didn't seem that prevalent when I was growing up.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people.
And now it seems like it's becoming a real thing. I think it seems like people are kind of even moving this way for that kind of that solitude and that peace and that creative environment. And our venues, the breweries and coffee shops and stuff are really supporting it. And that's really, and home concerts for people who love a musician. Ask them to come play at your house and they'll say on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night, they'll probably say yes. And if everyone that comes throws in $20 or something, you can have one of the most amazing shows ever had. And you get your community together, have a little charcuterie board or something, and just have a great music night. But there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. So all the support, and then the people who come to listen. Obviously, that's the biggest part of the music and making it happen and making it viable and allowing us to afford to be musicians is the people that come to this. And we usually got to drive a long ways, drive at night, avoid deer, icy roads, you know, for that music. They have that hunger and I don't know. Yeah, it feels kind of new. I don't know.
Absolutely. Fresh. Yeah, well said. This has been Charlie Wagner on KAXE talking about his album and the multimedia piece that accompanies it called Finding Home. Charlie's going to be playing this Saturday in Grand Rapids, and that kind of kicks off a whole run of shows and discussions about this book throughout northern Minnesota. Charlie, you're going to play us out with a song that you're already looking ahead, new projects, new things. So what are you going to wrap up with? And again, folks, we will make sure all those shows are listed on our website, on our web story for this piece, and you can find them on Charlie's website as well.
I believe that show is the 16th. I think it's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Good catch.
Finding Home is the name of this album. And like I said, it's a culmination. One of the songs is the second song I ever wrote. And it's just a couple of songs that throughout my life I've thrown in there. So Finding Home, I met an awesome, an amazing woman and Dawn Marie, and I wrote a song about her, and it's kind of like Finding Home. It's like, that's kind of the final, or just a big part of Finding Home. And that's not on this album because I wrote it later, and I got a lot of new music and fun music coming up. So I thought it would be an opportunity to, you know, sing a love song for...
Perfect. Play us out.
All right.
There, my sweet Dawn Marie, won't you take my hand and tell me that you need me, that I'm your man. When I see your smile, it lights up my day. I see how you care for others, this moves me to stay. I'm a pretty good man and I'm over the moon for you. I'm a pretty good man and I'm over the moon for you. Dawn Marie, you move me in my ways. Yeah, you've opened up my heart and convinced me to stay. My enduring hummingbird, oh my sweet honey bee, won't you wrap your arms around me and kiss my cheek. I'm a pretty good man and I'm over the moon for you. I'm a pretty good man and I'm over the moon for you. Gentle Dawn Marie, I want to grow old with you. Hey, enjoy our passing days like good loves do. Don't let that flame in our heart ever leave us cold. Hear the ups and downs, a good story to be told. I'm a pretty good man and I'm over the moon for you.
pretty good man, and I'm over the moon for you.
Is Charlie Wagner. His new album, Finding Home, is out now. He's going to be performing at Rapids Brewing this Friday in Grand Rapids starting at 7:30. And on Saturday, January 24th, we'll be continuing the Finding Home tour at Rendezvous Brewing in Park Rapids. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm Kari Hedlund. Thanks for being here with us today. These kind of conversations are what you get when you tune in to People Powered Radio, KAXE. Tune in next week. We'll have a conversation with Mary Lucia. She has a new memoir out, and we'll be talking with her next week on Headwaters. It's time to get rid of that old car, truck, or boat before you're stuck with it all winter. KAXE's car program makes it quick and easy, and we'll even tow it away for free. Proceeds from your unwanted vehicle become fuel for your favorite community radio station. Visit KAXE.org/cars to get your car donation started or call Heather at 218-326-1234. We receive support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. And KAXE would like to thank the many local businesses for their steady support during this time of state and federal funding cuts. We appreciate you, business sponsors. Thanks for helping us keep People Powered Radio on the air. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, email sponsors@kaxe.org.
Closer now. Half a you're gonna learn to fly. Put your big boy wings, see the middle of the road. They're really not my speed. I got thrills to chase, bills to pay, miles to feed. Only halfway now to the finish line. You gotta get some rest if you're gonna make good time. Follow the shoulder, you still act the same, but you're a lot older, with a great big limbs, a 10,000 feet, it's safe to say, the move to make was crystal clear, leading up the clock, wasting the day, while the opposition is feasting away, follow the
of Leon to Space. Happy birthday to lead singer Caleb Followell, who is 44 today. That's off their new EP number 2, and Yasmin Lacey with Wallpaper. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. People powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Coming up at 1, it is On the River with your host, DJ.